Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A boost for social care funding and tax hikes for the self-employed. What will this year's budget mean for you? Welcome to the FT Money Show. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching, FT Money Digital Editor, and I'll be giving you the inside track on this week's budget with the help of independent experts Christine Ross, Head of Advice at Handelsbank and Wealth Management, Nimesh Shah, Partner and Tax Specialist at Blick Rothenberg, and Jason Butler, a personal finance expert and FT Money's wealth man. On Wednesday, it became clear that the government will forge ahead with its plan to cut the money purchase annual allowance by 60% to £4,000 a year, after the Chancellor included savings from the measure in his budget papers. The decision, which was brought in to prevent pension recycling, where money is put back into pensions to generate future tax relief, drew immediate criticism from much of the industry on the grounds that it would harm vulnerable people. Although Mr. Hammond made no mention of the decision in his speech, it was included in the budget papers. Christine has been delving into the detail. So, Christine, tell us who this will affect and how it will work.
The change to the money purchase annual allowance will affect people who have already drawn on their pensions and are receiving a flexible income. It won't affect people if they've simply taken out what they might call their tax-free cash sum, or those people that are in what's called capped drawdown, where they have a limit to how much they take out each year. But people using the new flexi access drawdown, the complete flexible access to their pension income, will now no longer be able to make pension contributions of more than £4,000 a year.
And there were also measures relating to overseas pensions and arrangements. Can you explain what was announced?
There's an overseas pension name, QROPS, Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. And there are many attractions for people, but these really are designed for people who are genuinely going to retire abroad and not come back to the UK. The government has clamped down quite a few times in the past to make sure that transfers really match the spirit of the regulations. Now, unless the pension is transferred as part of an employer's scheme abroad, or if the pension is transferred to a European Economic Area country and the client's living, the individual is living in such a country, the transfer is actually going to be taxed at 25% at the point the money leaves the UK.
And that's a big hit. So let's turn to the reduction in the dividend allowance. Nimesh, you've been looking into this. Tell us what was said and what it means for investors.
So the dividend allowance only was introduced into UK tax legislation just less than 12 months ago, following the widespread regime change to the dividend tax system. It's essentially an allowance which allows people on the first X amount of dividends that they won't pay any tax on them. That was set at 5,000 last year, but now it's being reduced to 2,000 with effect from 6th of April 18. Now, this was aimed really by the Chancellor at reducing the disparity between self-employed individuals running their businesses through companies and those that are employed. But it will have more widespread effect to those people, those savers who have just got portfolios of stocks and shares and relying on the dividend income that they receive. That's now going to be taxed at a higher rate because of the effect of the reduction in the allowance. So, for example, basic rate taxpayers are going to be about £250 worse off. Top rate taxpayers, they'll be hit with an additional bill of about £1,100. So it is a big change. It's unsurprising that the government have made this reduction so quickly, because they've projected it's going to save them about £1 billion in tax come 5 years' time.
And Jason, you've been delving into the small print of the budget and you found some interesting things. What have you found?
Well, there's been some references to the government wanting to look very carefully at the taxation of various benefits in kind, provision of accommodation, and the expenses refund regime. And I think this is really getting people ready for quite some substantial changes, potentially in the proper budget, as we've all called it, later this year. But the other little thing is that they're looking to review how rent-a-room allowance is applied. Now, this is the where you can rent out to a lodger one of your rooms in your house. So it has to be an integral part for up to £7,500 tax-free. And they're actually concerned, I think, about the whole Airbnb type thing, you know, the fly-by guest. And they're looking to potentially make that only apply to longer-term residents. So we don't know the detail. So all of these things. So the key thing is if you are getting benefits from your employer that are non-cash and or you're renting out your home, watch this space because we think there's going to be changes afoot. Even if it doesn't happen in the next budget, it's going to happen at some stage.
Finally, let's end the show by talking about what was missing from the budget. What had you hoped to see? Christine, let's start with you.
I keep hoping that the utterly complex tapered annual allowance regime will go away. That means that those people where total income, that means not just earnings, but dividends, interest, rental income, everything, where that exceeds £150,000, an individual's ability to contribute to a pension is reduced from £40,000 to a lowest of £10,000 a year. It's difficult because people don't know till the end of the tax year possibly what their total income's going to be. I think ultimately it discourages saving, it makes it overly complex. No change, no U-turn, unfortunately.
And Nimesh?
We expected it was going to be a boring budget, but it would have been great to see something on the stamp duty reform. First-time buyers, people wanting to move homes, they've really been affected and hit by the stamp duty increases over the last couple of years. The 3% has caused huge amounts of complexity, catching very innocent situations. So if something could be looked at for Mr. Hammond's first autumn budget on that front, that would certainly give a boost to the housing market.
And Jason?
Well, it's not something I'm looking for, but I think it will happen. The government have brought in provisions that say that public sector organisations that employ contractors who operate for them through limited companies are essentially from this next tax year are going to have to be taxed the same as if they were employees. It's not currently applying to anyone who is a contractor for a private company. So we can see potentially, watch this space, because I think that depending on what's happening, that could easily and probably should be applied equally to private companies that are employing contractors through limited companies to even the playing fields and make sure that the government is not at a disadvantage when it's employing contractors. So watch this space is my point.
That wraps up our budget coverage for today. Thanks to Christine, Nimesh and Jason for joining us in the studio and for reacting so quickly to these issues. You can read more about the FT's coverage of the budget and how it will affect your finances on our website, ft.com/money, or follow us on Twitter at FTMoney for the latest tweets as more of the hidden details emerge. And this weekend, you can read a comprehensive analysis of the budget and how it affects you in FT Money, part of the Weekend FT, or read online at ft.com/money. That's all from The Money Show this week. If you've got a story you'd like the FT Money team to follow up or a question about how the budget will have affected your finances, get in touch. You can email us at money@ft.com or tweet us at FT Money. We'll be back next week at the usual time. Goodbye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.